There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's talk art, the role of the creative and the cultural industries in our economy, how they contribute to job creation and much more. Two guests with us. First of all, let me introduce Lisa Ball-Lechka, who is the Deputy Director of Tashkeel. Lisa, good to have you back here. No strangers to Dubai, I believe.
No, not indeed.
Nice to see you. Thanks for coming in. And also Hind Alkemzi is with us, artist, curator, visual composer, long-standing member of Tashkeel. Visual composer, Hind, we'll come back to in a moment. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too.
Good.
Thank
to
you for
you,
having me.
Here. You're very welcome. Now, Tashkeel, we're going to talk about first of all, I think, because you're both involved, of course. But I suppose, really, art as an industry, art as an area of interest for people, is still in the nascent stages here in many ways. But Art Dubai is on at the moment, and it's what everybody's talking about, isn't it, Lisa? Really?
Absolutely. It's the talk of the town, and there's also another conference in town that's associated with Art Dubai. It's called Unfold, and it's where all the architects and interior designers and collectors are talking about art. So art is all over Dubai at the moment. Art Dubai is just indicative of the development of the market over the last 10 years. You've got Christie's now, you've got Sotheby's and Phillips holding auctions here. So you've got the tertiary market. You've got the artists creating like Hind, you've got the galleries selling, you've got non-profit organisations like Tashkeel, nurturing the creativity, and then at the top you've got the auction houses working with the collectors.
Wow. I mean, your enthusiasm is infectious, first of all. It's really, really good. But I guess people don't always make that connection of just how important it is. And I think it's very easy, if you're not particularly interested in arts, to think, oh, it's just something that's unnecessary. But the cultural value of art is very important. Hind, would you say people sometimes have a difficult they struggle to understand just how important it can be?
I would say 10 years back, probably, yes. Nowadays, you do see the interest in the arts from the non-artist community and not the creative community, but rather the whole of the UAE community, because of the institutions such as Tashkeel, such as ADMAF, such as you name it, yani, all around the United Arab Emirates. So people are more aware of the value of art, and that's what we're leaning towards, inshallah, more progress on in this matter.
How do you pinpoint the value of art? That's something I always struggle with. I mean, I understand the cultural relevance. I understand the cross-cultural relevance, which you can't overplay, I don't think. But understanding the real value of art, encapsulating that in a sentence, has always evaded me. I hope I'm not putting you too much on the spot, Lisa.
You are completely popular.
I know, and that was the reason. But there's so much in that, isn't there?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think if you just apply a fiscal value to a cultural sector in a country, you are really denying its true mission. At the end of the day, art is in everyone. Everyone's creative, and art is a tool that can unlock our creativity, unlock our imagination, and it's a tool that can address other issues in other parts of society and the economy, such as health and welfare and education. So to put a value on arts and culture is extremely difficult. Now, back in the 90s, Tony Blair and the British government started mapping the creative and cultural industries in the UK, and they were the first country in the world to do so. Since then, many countries all over the world, from Colombia to Hong Kong to Singapore, have started mapping their creative and cultural industries. Now, just a few weeks or months ago, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum instructed the Ministry of Culture to do exactly that, to create an index for the cultural and creative industries here in the UAE. So inshallah, in about 18 months, we will have some real hard data that we can use moving forward.
Well, I mean, you know, that is obviously quite a long-term perspective as well. And it's something for you guys, I guess, is really exciting. And it says that you've been a long-standing member of Tashkeel. And just talk to us about what it's meant to you to be in an environment where you're with like-minded people, you're getting the support, and it's a sort of place where you can explore.
So Tashkeel was established in 2008. And back then, we were longing for a place where we could practice our art. Mm. We can practice our creativity in general. general, and B, with, like you said, like-minded people, because in a way we're considered a bit out of the blue or, you know, like weird people. So to feel that you're not the only odd one out, that it actually encourages you to have this creative dialogue, whether it be about the work, whether it be about the process, and so on and so forth. But most importantly, also the facilities, because sometimes you would want to work in a studio space, right? You would want to express yourself, but at home, maybe there's no space for you to do that. And Tashkil provided that, and not only the space, but rather the infrastructure of things such as the computers, the programs, the softwares, the machines, the printing machines, the laser machines, etc. So it helped to take your approach of the process into a next level. And back then, Tashkil was a pioneer in this aspect of providing spaces for us, specifically local artists, and then the expansion of international artists, which added value to us, and vice versa.
Tashkil was basically the birth of the industry, wasn't it? It really was the kind of cradle of the industry, because prior to, I suppose, 10, 12, 15 years ago, the UAE was really all about construction, building the country, getting things moving. The artistic temperament, if you like, of people just hadn't been displayed. Also, Hind, I don't think you're weird at all. Don't put yourself in the weird. But that's really true, I think. Can I just ask you one question? When we introduced you, we said Hind Elkemzy, artist, curator, and visual composer. Okay. So what does a visual composer do?
A visual composer, see, we as artists or creatives, we have more than one hat, right? Sometimes, see, you can be a jack of all trades, but a master of one, right? Okay. And for me, I feel that video design is my master trait, but in general, I see myself as a visual composer, because as a curator or as an artist, as a creative, I can get the approach of having photography, then, for example, sound compositions into one installation that could be interactive and immersed by participants who come in as viewers, and so on and so forth. So visual composer is like a term that concludes all this, instead of you going like, okay, I'm an artist, photographer, installation artist. Da, 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 da. It concludes all that in one.
Because I suppose it's true, isn't it? A lot of people think, oh, I'm going to go to a gallery, look at a painting. Yes. And there's a little bit more to it, Lisa. And I say that, but oh, I've got back up now. I can see she's glaring at me. But it's true, isn't it? It's not just about, you know, a nice picture on the wall.
Absolutely not. That's just one tiny fragment of the art scene. I mean, really, you can't put Hind in a box. You can't put art in a box anymore. It's really multidisciplinary. You've got performance artists. You've got people like Zahed Sultan from Kuwait is performing down in Abu Dhabi tomorrow night. You've got sculptors, you've got video designers, you've got in every possible way of experiencing the world around us. Land art, for example, the work of Mohammed Ahmed Ibrahim and Sheikh Al Mazrui, for example. It really is. It's outside the White Cube Gallery now. It's where it was originally, part of society, part of the fabric of who we are.
Yeah, my brother is an artist, and he, you know, sort of specialises in installations and things like that. And when I was growing up, he's older than me, so having to wrap my head around understanding, you know, obviously when he painted something, I could see that and I understood it. So I had to learn, you know, about all the different mediums of art, so I can really relate to what you're both describing.
And in our current exhibition at Tashkil, 10 years later, we have a wonderful work by Nasser Nasrallah. It's a vending machine. It's selling visual stories from his Atlas of Imaginary Places. So you put the money in and you will get a story, which is the Island of Fish, the Valley of Coffee. And it's all from Nasser's head.
Yeah,
the Island of Fish.
The Island of Fish.
That's just brilliant.
We've spent time visiting my brother at his installations in a bed, in a bathroom stall with very bizarre music playing. And yeah, so there's lots of different ways to experience art.
But if it speaks to you, some of it doesn't, and that's fine. But if it speaks to you, it can really reach down into your soul.
Well, that's the point, isn't it? The fact is, we now have a scene. However much this is still a nascent scene, it's a scene that is, I mean, try and quantify if you can, Hind, for you, as an Emirati woman involved in the scene, one of the, I suppose, in there right at the early days, just quantify how important the scene is. How much has it grown in the 10 years?
It's grown massively. See? Like when I first considered art as a career, I was taken like it was as if I was saying a joke. And then I wasn't allowed to travel to Al Ain for a school trip, for an art school trip or so on. It then accelerated into me having to leave town to do my master's in video for performance and theater at California Institute of the Arts. I'm talking about the span of like almost 6 to 7 years between that incident of not being allowed to go to an area within the United Arab Emirates to traveling alone and staying in the States for 4 years all by myself for that practice. So this is a personal story. However, I've seen this happen with a lot of individuals as a female Emirati or as an Emirati, even males, because they, in a way, it's considered taboo to get into the design scene or the art scene as a, it's less manly or so on, like anywhere in the world, but mainly specifically in the region. Mm. So the understanding that art doesn't necessarily confine you in this box of being a female or male or being or so on evolved because of the knowledge, because of these things that were established, such as Art Dubai, such as Abu Dhabi Art, and so on. The family started understanding, not the only interested individual, but rather the family, the mother and the father and the brother and the sister started she mentioned, like you start understanding the value of this, and it definitely accelerated within the past few years.
It's expression, isn't it? It was expression. A new form of expression that was found. And I suppose it's like everything in Dubai, isn't it? It goes so quickly and grows so fast. Who knows where we're going to be in, I don't know, 10 years' time, Lisa?
If only I had a crystal ball, but I wouldn't want to look into the future. I think we're in a fantastic period of history at the moment. You know, you've got Louvre Abu Dhabi's just opened. You've got, you know, Tashkiel. Wait and see, everyone, for the next 3 to 5 years of Tashkiel's history. The future is looking very encouraging. But I think it's for our responsibility in the art is to reach out to people. Let's not continue to preach to the converted, but reach out to the schools, public and private. Mm. Reach out to other communities that maybe feel that art is elitist. Do you know what I mean? And so it's time to bring down those barriers and reach out to people in however way we can. That's why we do workshops. We've done, you know, over 250 workshops over the last 10 years, reaching 1,500 people. We're going to double that over the next few years. That's the key, developing our audiences.
Okay, so it's here. Take advantage of it. Lisa Ball-Letchka is Deputy Director of Tashkiel. Nice to see you, Lisa.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming in. Hindel Kemzi is an artist, curator, visual composer, long-standing Tashkiel member. Nice to see you, Hind. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.